Today is Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Suns Day. I know I'll be celebrating. It's also Fastnacht Day, day before Ash Wednesday. Pexy Day. Marching Music Day. Oh, I like marching music. As you all know who've been listening to me for, these many years, I loved marching band. That was probably my favorite type of playing was marching music. It is Fat Tuesday. There you go. And National Poundcake Day, etc. So there you go. Oh, Pancake. National Pancake Day. IHOP. So wait, is it Mardi Gras? Is today Mardi Gras? Fat Tuesday is... So... I can't talk. But so this last weekend, if I was to have gone to Louisiana for Mardi Gras, I would have gone this last weekend and ended on Fat Tuesday. I believe if that's correct. And then the next day, I have to apologize for all my sins and fast for 40 days or something. Okay. All right. Well, let's go over to the old contact. Oh, my microphone stand is moving on its own. So sorry. Let's move over to contact here and see if we have any contact. And if we don't, then I will just soft shoe along and figure out what we're going to talk about, because who knows? Well, we have no voicemails and no messages. And I don't see any blue sky anything. So we will tap dance and fill the time. So, first of all, I was just listening to back Geeky Gay episodes, and I don't know why I've started doing that, but I'm running really low on podcasts to listen to that I enjoy. And so I'm listening to my own show. I actually kind of enjoy my own show, funnily enough. I guess that's good, since it's my show. It would be bad if I hated my own show. But anyway, so I've been listening to my own show, and I was realizing that I talk about cooking so much that it's becoming almost a cooking show. But now I was just thinking that earlier today, and now I want to talk about cooking. So I'm gonna, but it's not a cooking show, I promise. I wanted to do something different. I had bought some chicken thighs last time and that we grocery shopped. And I really enjoyed the throwing down dish that I did, where it was, and I think I picked it. It was an olives and lemon and rice and chicken thighs, and you bake it in one Dutch oven sort of situation. But I crisped up the skin, and that was really good. And so I was like, I want to do that. But I want to give it a different flavor. And I was thinking, what kind of flavor could I do? And so I thought of biryani, chicken biryani, which is an Indian thing. When we have at work, when we have any kind of fundraisers or anything, because working in the IT industry, I have a lot of Indian people that I work with. And so they will a lot of times bring Indian food. And it's very good. Samosas and... I'm not going to think of any other names, but biryani, butter chicken, I guess. I don't know. But there are many other things. The things that are the dessert ball things that are dipped in honey that I cannot think of the name of, but they're so good. So they will bring that stuff. And so I was thinking, biryani sounds good. So again, old ChatGPT came to the rescue. I said, hey, you know, ChatGPT, I have these ingredients available. Can you give me a recipe reminiscent of biryani for these chicken thighs? And so that's what I'm making tonight. And, you know, I gave ChatGPT the ideas. I think I gave all the ingredients. I said, here's what I'm thinking I want to do. So it was mostly me, but ChatGPT came up with the measurements of everything, right? So I'm like, oh, you know, and it, so I wouldn't have known off the top of my head a teaspoon of this, or should I do a teaspoon or a tablespoon or half a teaspoon or a quarter? Like, I don't know. And so that's good. That is a really good thing. Even if you pretty much know the recipe, just to get a rough idea of measurements and cooking temperatures and things like that, I think it's really good. But anyway, so we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll let you guys know if I remember. I may not remember, so there is always that possibility. I'm hearing noises outside my window because when I raised the window last week or 2 weeks ago because of snow, which sounds weird, but it was hot upstairs, I didn't get it all the way closed when I closed it. And so wind is like getting in. There's a tiny little crack. And so I'm hearing it and it's distracting me. So I've still been working on the podcastmaps.com thing. I know I told you guys yesterday that I had logging in working. I lied because I went and tested it and it wasn't working, but now it is working. You can do absolutely jack shit nothing. But logging in works, and you can see the logo if you go to podcastmaps.com. You can see the logo, but it's a little too it's a little too big at the moment. I'm gonna, by the time you guys listen to this, it will be fixed, theoretically. Assuming after I sit down and we eat dinner, I work on it some more tonight. But the logo is there. A little catchphrase, and now that the authentication is working, it doesn't even save anything. It just authenticates you. That's it. But now that that's done, I've got to save the user so that I remember them, so the website remembers them when you come back. And after I do that, give them a role, because you have to be like a map owner, a profile owner, etc., etc., and admin, which will be me. And so anyway, and then figure out what roles can do what. It's so fun, right? So then got to do that. And then the next step after I figure that out is to create the add a map screen and only allow map owners, although I got to figure that out. How do I convert someone from just a regular old logged in profile owner? Which when you first log in, you only have a profile. You don't have a map. And some people may never have a map. I don't know. But anyway, regardless, so I got to do that. Add the, you know, and it may be as simple as right now, I just say, admins can add maps. That'll make it really simple. And so, and I can add maps and then create the add map screen, make sure that's working. And then I can figure out other roles that might be able to add maps or how to transition them into that role. I don't know. It's as simple as, would you like to add maps? Click here. Yes. And then you're a map owner. Okay. As soon as you have, because you're only an owner of the one that you created anyway. So that's next. Once maps are able to be created, then I think I might be at the point where I can onboard other podcasts. So I could do Geeky Gay. We could do The Mix. We could test it out and see if it works for other podcasts. But it'll still be, I would say, at least another week before I'm there. But if you're interested in following along with the transition and my horrible design, if any of you are designers, designers, I'm not a UX designer. I'm all about the functionality and making sure that it does what I want it to do. But the design part, I've never felt confident in. But it works. So what are you going to do? I'm going to go on Fiverr and just pay someone to give me a couple of designs to give me a starting point. We'll see. So I'm doing that, cooking my biryani, and we're just back to work now. Over the weekend, On Saturday, we played Pokemon, and I worked on the ham map. We watched The Gorge on Saturday evening. It's a Apple, I think it, no, it's Max. It's Max, but it's the girl from, the lady, the woman, the actor from Queen's Gambit. I really like her. I think she's a good actress. And I don't know. But it's a sci-fi thing, but there's a romance, and it was enjoyable enough. Mark thought it was 4 out of 5 stars. I didn't give it that many, but maybe I wasn't feeling generous or something. I don't know. So then on Sunday, I did not go to church because we were playing more Pokemon. So we played Pokemon. We went and had a burger at Smitty's Garage for Restaurant of the Week, played Pokemon, and came back, and that was about it. Worked on, again, more on the website. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.